in your home, in your car, in your car. You never far from Springbok. 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 Springbok.
Springbok Radio invites you to relax and enjoy the Pip Friedman Show. And here he is, Pip Friedman.
Here I is again on account of Saturday morning, which means that last night was Friday, but I local as usual, and they plot me tell us about the bad luck yet. Yeah, he tell us that he spent quite a lot of money but I came a shop to buy a jar of vanishing cream. And that night he waited until his wife, Oskidu Katie, was fast asleep. Then he smeared her from head to foot with his vanishing cream. He said, but I had bad luck. When I wake up this morning, she was still there. Yeah, when it come to time to dish out the brains, Oplatnius was last in the queue, same. Yeah, I remember once, you know, when we was but a local, no, Khatibi say to him, he say, I'll ask you a riddle, a rampy, you know, and if you get an answer, I'll buy you a drink, but if you don't get an answer, then you buy me a drink. Oplatnius say him, nee, come on, it's all right. Khatibi say, right, brothers and sisters, yes, I none, but that man's father is my father's son, now who is it? But he say, nee, everybody, what's your answer? Khatibi say, man, it's me. And now you got to buy me a drink. So he buy Khatibi a drink. A little while later, my brother Sampi come into the local, you know. Oplatnius say to him, hey Sampi, I ask you a rampy riddle, and if you know the answer, I'll buy you a drink, and if you doesn't, then you buy me a drink. Sampi tell him, fair prat, all right, Opang. So Binzi say, right, brothers and sisters, yes, I none, but that man's father is my father's son. Who is it? Sampi tell him, it's you, man. But he said, nee, it's not me. Voila, you got to buy me a drink. There's no Khatibi over there. Nee, you can't catch my brother Sampi. Yeah, he's very clever. In fact, he's got more brains in his head than I got in my little finger. You know, he take out a smart goose at a night, and he bring her home at 4 o'clock in the morning. The next day, your father sees Sampi, he tell him, hey, Jay, like I love Jay. Yeah, there you bring my daughter home at 4 o'clock in the morning. Sampi tell him, nee, it wasn't 4 o'clock. The father says, what do you mean? Just when you come in, I hear the clock strike 4. Sampi tell him, nee, sin, it was going to strike 11. So I grab and I hold a striker so that it wouldn't disturb your sleep. Father, they just like that. Why didn't I think of that in the days when I was courting?
Now, this is Radio Darkest Africa once again taking to the airwaves. So fasten your seatbelts, grab your teacups and settle down as we bring you this bit of glad tidings. Listeners, do you suffer from insomnia or can't you sleep at night? Oh, the answer is yes. Well, get a bottle of Umpugi sleeping mixture right away, and remember, Umpugi sleeping mixture is so good that we give away an alarm clock with every bottle. The time of the next ringing of the alarm clock will be after 11 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time. Here's the news read by your favorite news reader, me, myself, Philemon, by popular vote, Umkaka. In a lecture on safety first at the Equatoria Town Hall last night, Professor Dagabuti said, quote, remember, if there was no water, then we would not be able to swim. And if we couldn't swim, think how many people would be drowned. Unquote. Striptease artist Infrared Itiki was arrested and spent last night in Zabintu Land in the local prison cell. She told your reporter that she almost froze to death. But when she appeared in the magistrate's court this morning, she was fully recovered. And finally, we have received a news report from overseas stating that women make better space rocket pilots than men. This confirms the widely held opinion that women are excellent drivers given plenty of space. And on that rather chauvinistic note, we end this news. Now, please stand by for an announcement. This is an announcement. Which Dr. Umpugi is looking for the following articles. If you can supply any of them, please write to Umpugi, care of this station. Here are the articles he is seeking. A hat for the head of a pin, gloves for the hands of a clock, weights for the scales of a fish, and finally a teacher for the pupils of his eyes. That is the end of this announcement. Once again, listeners, it's over to your own program in which you supply the questions and our brilliant panel of experts supply the answers. So it's over to Philemon, brilliant panel of experts himself, Nkaka. Hello. Well, I have the first question with you, which comes from you, Gladys Gaisi, and the answer is no. A star reporter is not someone who reports to the scandal newspapers what the stars do. The next question comes from Mr. Picasso Pambona, who asks, where can I go to learn about modern painting? Hey, Picasso, you never learn about modern painting, man. Modern paintings are just like women. You'll never enjoy them if you try to understand them. Mrs. Maisie Mazindu is your question next. You ask, what is a career girl?
A career girl?
Maisie, oh, that's a girl who gets a man's salary without having to marry one. And our last query today comes from you, Mr. Good Luck Gumedi. You ask, is it really true that it is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all?
Well, yeah, sometimes it is better to have loved and lost than to do homework for three children.
We heard from question box is Salagatle. Well, listeners, we are always ready to try something new on Radio Darkest Africa, and we have received a letter from one of our listeners who says, you always have a rhyming competition for Kitty's Corner. Why don't you have one for us adults?
Yes, well, that's not a bad idea, so come along, let's have your entries, as long as you don't make them too adult.
And the listener who wrote in is Miss Patricia Puntu. She has also sent in an entry, so seeing it is the only one this week, it will have to be our winner. Yes, and here it is. An inquiring young lady called Pat asks, what is a luxury flat? Can it be a place that provides enough space to swing the proverbial cat? Yeah, it's very good, Patricia. So you can look forward also to receiving our gift voucher. And now let us give you an adult story for this week. Once upon a twice, there were two nudists who decided to stop dating. They felt they were seeing too much of each other. And now we must say cheerio from Radio Darkest Africa this week. And as we do, let us leave you with this to ponder upon. Remember, nothing cooks a man's goose quicker than a red-hot temper. Salagatle.
You've been listening to South Africa's leading comedian, Pip Friedman. Stay with Springbok Radio till next week for another Pip Friedman Show.
Others. just the way it is. Some things will never change. That's just the way it is. Oh, but don't you believe it.
Luister na Springbok Radio Digitaal, die stasie vir aangename luistergenot.
Thank you. Dr. Bass, I believe, Wiz, found you the most deadest looking body in that whole cemetery.
Very good then, me boys. Here is your money. 5, 10, 15, 20.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Now get him out of the surgery, quick.
What was that I heard?
Oh, nothing, Bass. I just says a nice surgery you have here. Bass, what is you doing now, sir?
Oh, nothing, just a precaution. You know, some fellows played a trick on me once. They tried to palm off a live man on me as a dead body. And when I'd paid the money, the corpse got up and ran away. That was shameful, sir.
Let me out of this, chance.
What was that I heard then?
Nothing, Buzz. I just says you have some very strong chains around that dead body.
I could have sworn that I heard that dead man say something. Just imagination.
But what is you going to do with this dead body, Buzz Doctor?
Well, as you're so interested, I'll tell you. I have in the next room a freshly caught gorilla from the West African jungle.
Gorilla?
Don't be afraid. He's safely in a cage behind bars. But it's my intention to put him under an anesthetic and remove his brain. Then I shall transfer to the gorilla's skull the brain of this dead man here. And no doubt make some very important discoveries.
What is that, Boss? What is that?
Nothing, nothing. He's just grunting. My word! Save me! Okay.
He's escaped!
This is my heaven! Who let him out? Find out of my way, you boys! I'm off!
Hey, Bass! Where are you going?
Let me out of this chance, Willie! Mind the gorilla is behind you! Oh, no need for us both to forgive. You run, Willie!
No, Mlambo, I couldn't do that. I can't leave you with this gorilla.
Why? Goodness me! Look, Mlambo, the gorilla is trying to undo your chains.
Why? He won't hurt us at all.
Oh, look, Mlambo. Shame, he wants to kiss you.
You know, I always understood a gorilla was very ferocious. Didn't you hear that?
I certainly did hear that, but this gorilla is positively affectionate, Mlambo. Look, he's trying to get the money out of your pocket. Mind this, mind the pound. You know, Mlambo, we can make a fortune from this gorilla. We can take him to the circus. My wife, Daffodil, will be very pleased when I take him home.
Unless she thinks she's already got one gorilla in the house.
Is there so?
Precisely so, Willie. Precisely so.
Mlambo, you know why this gorilla is looking so happy?
Well, because he's just escaped having his brain cut out.
No, Mlambo, worse than that.
Oh?
That doctor man was going to give him your brain.
My brain?
And he thinks that he's handicapped enough already by being a gorilla.
And so ends the first of the new series of humorous adventures of Willie and Mlambo. Hello, everyone. Yes, it's Snooktown, the craziest radio station south of the line. And a happy new year to you all from Snooktown. Snooktown calls on STM, M for Mustbunker, STK, K for Cobble-Yo, and STH, H for Heelbeck. We are sorry that the 8 o'clock time signal is not yet to hand, and so Snooktown, 1 hour and 14 minutes ahead of the world, gives you the 9 o'clock time signal. Our weather forecast for tomorrow is that we're not quite sure, so don't go out without a Macintosh and a sunshade. And now here is the stock market report. The new year opened with human life very cheap. Kalahari Lettuce Farms, no buyers, no sellers, no shares. A few job lots were sold ex-London, COD, and the promoter arrived from London with a CID. Produce markets, cucumbers, 2 shillings a yard. Scotch whiskey, black market, £2.10 with a penny back on the bottle. Artopples, 1 and 6. Potatoes, Ian and Cess. Watlemunner, 2 and 9, 2 and 11, 2 and 10 pence hefner. Momparas, English, 22 and 3. Afrikaans, 23 and 2. Bilingual, big demand and big supply. The market master advises against sending in any more potatoes until he has sold all of his own, as he's anxious to get the best price possible. Eggs, chickens, 3 and 9, crocodiles, 3 and 3, snakes' eggs, cobras, 1 and 3, python, 1 and 4. Mrs. Van Wiffelhoffel bought a case of eggs mostly broken, so there'll be omelets for breakfast all next week. Advert. Have you tried Ujijar, the famous remedy for all interior complaints? It's taken us weeks to compile the unsolicited testimonials received in praise of Ujija. Dog lover of Springs writes, "Dear sirs, my little doggy was run over and nothing left of him but his tail. We applied Ujija to the tail, and the next morning a new dog had grown onto the old tail, even better than ever." And here's another testimonial from a satisfied customer in Ublungubluland.
"Kindly, sir, effervescent greetings. Hastening to observe advertising in white man's paper concerning football and murder columns therewithal, me see clandestine bottle to decorate interior stomach parts of name Ujija. Kindly, sirs, yours faithfully, don't forgetting free sample."
Don't forget free sample. There's proof from Central Africa of the efficiency of Ujija, spelt O-J-J-O-G-O-O-J. Well, anyway, get a bottle today, for tomorrow may be too late. 1 and 3 per ounce bottle, or £7.16 and 3 for 6 gallons, which works out slightly more economical. Remember Ujija, for it will never remember you. Ujija is obtainable only at scrap iron merchants. Chemists will not stock it. Ujija has no known antidote. Buy it. Drink it. You'll never live to use a substitute. Everyone, yes, it's Nooktown, the craziest radio station south of the line. This is a special edition to investigate a topical mystery. We present the mysterious case of the question marks. This mysterious case is so full of question marks that Snooktown Calling, sparing no expense, specially engaged the services of Mr. Sherlock Holmes and his assistant, Dr. Watson. We take you straight over to 222B Baker Street, London, where Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson are discussing the mysterious case of the question marks as they ride in their old-time carriage.
"I've been called in, my dear Watson, to investigate this mysterious affair by the Snooktown authorities."
"What mysterious affair, Holmes?"
"Didn't you read the Snooktown Mail this morning?"
"Oh, no, only the back page."
"Well, the front page carried a most interesting article full of question marks. I think it's important to start at first principles. Tell me, Watson, what really is the question mark? Apart from looking rather like a hammer and sickle, what useful function does it perform?"
"Well, Holmes, it casts doubt, they say."
"But that's too elementary, my dear Watson. There's much more to it than that. In fact, through a considerable exercise in self-restraint, I have refrained from commenting on it until the case in the courts was all over."
"Well, Holmes, there's nothing really remarkable about that, you know. One is not legally allowed to comment on a case while it's sub judice."
"Oh, yes, of course. I forgot that. It could land one in prison."
"Yes, that would be a nasty shock, or so I read in my paper."
"Not an electric shock, I trust, Watson. Merely therapeutic."
"Yes, well, it leaves no marks. It's like the martyr who ties himself to the stake, knowing that there's no fire. You know, the joys of martyrdom without pain, they say."
"Yes, Watson, it's the kind of martyrdom one sees nowadays in the name of freedom, democracy, human rights. Freedom of the press, freedom from want, and so on. But without a fire, of course, there can be no roast duck, roast goose, or roast gander, even propaganda. However, I'm sure that we'll find out more interesting clues in Fleet Street. Let's go over and call on Jones of the London Splurge." "Tell me, Mr. Editor, I notice that you often feature a great deal of topical news about South Africa."
"South Africa? Oh, yes. Wouldn't be without it, my dear fellow. Always good for a nice bit of dirt where news is concerned. Absolute tops for such a small country. You take rugby, there's good value when they're losing as when they're winning. A bit better, as a matter of fact."
"And tell me, Mr. Editor, tennis, cricket, and all their swimmers?"
"Oh, yes, that's true. But I was actually thinking about their racial policy. That's tremendous stuff, you know. All that trouble that you get, it's so easy for us to republish."
"I'm sure that you've been fascinated by all that trouble in Los Angeles and Chicago recently."
Los Angeles, Chicago. What was that about?
Surely you remember. 27 people killed and hundreds injured.
Oh, really? When was this?
Yesterday.
Oh, well, that must have slipped my mind, old boy. With that Sharpville affair, Al, that was something.
But have any of you or your staff been to modern Sharpville lately?
No, why should we? That costs money. It's so much easier just to remember Sharpville. I never can remember the name of that place in Algeria where they shot all those people in hospital. Abu Ben Wara Wara, or whatever it was called. And then there was that place in the Congo where they shot all those hostages and chopped everybody up. It was Bongo Chiwongo Upi Congo or something or other. I mean, who can remember that? It's much easier to remember Sharpville. It's just like remembering Wimbledon or Putney.
Yes, but don't you think that you ought to send someone out to South Africa to see for themselves, sir? I think that the whole thing calls for investigation, Mr. Editor.
Oh, no, not investigation. That's the last thing we need, my dear chap. Besides, I couldn't spare anybody.
Why ever not?
Well, after all, it is summer holiday time now. You know, lovely weather all of a sudden, been very wet. There's the third test match against the South Africans, and then there's the grouse shooting, and after all, we don't need to send anyone. We can get it all from the South African newspapers themselves. Great stuff. Doesn't even need editing.
But do tell me, sir, how do you account for the fact that so many of the people who have gone to South Africa themselves to investigate conditions on the spot have radically changed their minds not long after getting there?
Oh, well, of course, they're just misguided stooges, antiquated squares, you know, who still think that seeing is believing.
And meanwhile, what's happening back in South Africa? The question has cropped up as Holmes and Watson are on the spot to investigate new reports of foul treatment of chickens on big poultry farms in South Africa. Apparently, there's preferential treatment being given to white leghorns over fowls of other colours.
Mr. Reporter, I believe you have a story about foul treatment of chickens.
Yes, sir. It's just that I don't think it's right to ill-treat fowls the way they do here. I think the whole thing calls for a commission of inquiry.
They tell me that this is a government poultry farm. Did I hear correctly that there was preferential treatment of certain types?
Yes, sir.
Ham-handed application of group areas and so on?
Yes, sir, there certainly is.
They say that these fowls are kept in ridiculous little cages.
Yes, sir, it works on the battery system.
You hear that, Watson? Batteries. That means electricity. Do they shock these poor fowls?
I say, perhaps they assault them too, Holmes. Assault the battery. Would you lie in that, eh?
I noticed that those white fowls over there are in a free run.
Yes, sir. White fowls are in a free run.
And those poor blacks, what are they?
Well, I'll tell you, sir. They're black Osterlops.
And what about those red ones? I see they're in a separate cage altogether.
Yes, that's another question mark, sir. They're keeping them under coop arrest just because they're red fowls, accused of communist subversive activities and confined without trial.
You're sure this is the truth that you're telling us?
Well, sir, I could make up a lot more if you wanted.
Really?
Oh, yes, there's no question about that.
There you are, you see. That is the clue. That is the answer to the case of the mysterious question mark. Well, Mr. Editor, you certainly raked up the day's quota of muck.
Thank you, Holmes. I think I have. And just think, all at government expense. Our own self-made dunghill. Let's crow about it.
And so ends our special edition. Though we have been asked to make a special announcement, have you anything to sell, listeners? Don't forget to advertise in Snooktown Smalls. Perhaps you'd like to sell your own country to its enemies. Nothing can be smaller and cheaper than that. You'll find plenty of people willing to pay you a good price if you want to sell your country. And that's all this week from the craziest radio station south of the line. Wishing you all tot ziens, good listening, and good night.